Chapter 18. The Greeks Attack. At last the Greek fleet was ready to leave Aulis. Sacrifices had been made to all the gods, the winds were favorable, and the men were eager to go to war, to plunder the wealthy city of Troy and bring back Helen. Achilles had also arrived. He had first sailed home to get his father's blessing, and now he was in Aulis, he immediately went to find Patroclus. "Achilles," laughed Patroclus, embracing his dearest friend, "I have missed you. I did not recognize you out of a dress." The men gathered on the beach. Agamemnon, the commander-in-chief, made a rousing speech condemning Paris and his outrageous abduction of Helen. "To war," he cried. "To war," the men cried. Achilles was chosen as pilot. Standing with Patroclus at the front of his ship, he was a glorious sight, leading the fleet of black ships through the glittering waves and the dancing Nereids. Thetis watched sadly from under the waves. Weeks later, they arrived at the shores near the great city. From the water, the Greeks could see its famous walls and towers. "At last, my revenge," said Menelaus. Agamemnon stood beside him, a hand on his brother's shoulder, thinking of all the plunder he could get. The Greeks landed their ships quickly. The soldiers leapt into the shallow water and charged toward the city. Achilles led the way, a godlike figure. There was the sound of trumpets from inside the city, and a great army came flooding out. The two armies met with a deafening crash. Agamemnon watched from his chariot as the Greeks furiously beat back the enemy. "Is this the legendary strength of the Trojans?" he laughed. "My lord," a soldier came running up to the king, breathless. "My lord, a terrible discovery. This is not Troy. We are in Mysia. We have been tricked." Up on Mount Olympus, Aphrodite, who had led the Greeks there, could not stop laughing.